is Genoa.
And this is Yusuf.
And this is
Flight Entertainment. It's the throwback Thursday Black and Black movies.
Yeah, so we're not going super far back. We're just going to 2015, a measly 6 years ago.
Which seems like eternity.
But it's funny because when I was watching this movie and they were mentioning bitcoins, I was like, that was around in 2015?
Yep. Wow. That's crazy.
But then I realized that, yes, I was talking to friends about Bitcoin in 2013 and 2014. So, yes.
So what's the state of Bitcoin now? You don't hear about it anymore.
What? Yeah, you do.
Well, not as much as 5 years ago.
No, you hear about it a lot. You just have to go. Last week with all the Gamergate.
GameStop.
There's also a lot of shit going on with Bitcoin at the same time. It's just GameStop was making more news than Bitcoin.
Oh, okay. Oh, so were they doing stocks through Bitcoin?
I don't think they were doing stocks, but Bitcoin was selling for a lot of money last week. So people were making a shit ton of money off of GameStop and Bitcoin, and Reddit was blowing up about both of them.
Nice. All right. Stick it to the man. This throwback, not S quasi throwback, is the movie Dope.
And it follows the life of Malcolm, a geek who's surviving life in a tough neighborhood after a chance invitation to an underground party leads him and his friends into a Los Angeles adventure. It's directed by... Can you say his last name?
His name is Rick. Hold on. It's Rick Famuyiwa.
Okay. He's a black director because we are Black History Month, and he's worked on a few other projects out there, like Brown Sugar.
Yes,
a couple episodes of the Chi. Actually, he did the pilot for that, and then he's also done 3 episodes of The Mandalorian. So. Whoop.
Exactly. Must deserve. Oh, and you know what? It's that show is The Shy.
Oh, I knew that. Sorry.
I mean, Chicago. Yeah, yes. Being in Chicago, I have to correct you on that one. Sorry. It's not a kung fu movie, General. It's not The Chi. No. That's all good. He directed this 1999 film The Wood, which again another great film. They were starring Taye Diggs, Omar Epps. It's a good fun slice of life film that came out around 1999. So this movie stars his name is Shameik Moore. Now, people who watched the Wu-Tang series on Hulu, he plays Raekwon the Chef, one of the Wu-Tang members. I mean, I'm glad he's getting work because he's a really talented actor there.
Yeah, he's fantastic. I can't find his IMDb page, but he is very charismatic and needs to be in more movies. And then it also so we're following three characters. It's him, his friend Diggity, who is a lesbian that everyone mistakes for a boy, played by Kelsey Clemons. Mm-hmm. She's amazing. and then who's their friend? He's an Indian dude.
He's actually people who know he's what's his name? He's Flash from the new Spider-Man movies. He's like the Indian dude.
That's the same guy?
Yeah, that's Flash.
Shut up. Holy crap.
Yeah, that's him. Yeah, he's moving on up. And Lakeith Stanfield, my dude, love me some Lakeith Stanfield. Sorry. Lakeith Stanfield, he needs all the roles. For people who have not seen Sorry to Bother You, please watch that movie. He was amazing in there. And we have to mention Zoe Kravitz.
Right, but her part is super short in it. It's like a quick romantic interest that happens in the first act, and then we don't hear anything from her, and that comes back in like that last act. I feel like this, like if you've seen Superbad, where they're following three boys around on their night of debauchery, this sort of reminds me of that, but it's following around a kid trying to fix some mistake that happened so that he can still get into college and not go to jail.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, this situation, to no fault of his, propels the story in the form of him mistakenly obtaining a bag full of dope.
Yeah, it's Molly. It's Molly.
Oh, Molly, right. Yeah, yeah. It's still considered dope.
Right. But it's a big difference because there's a scene where they're like, who do you sell Molly to? And, oh, we'll just go to Coachella or get a bunch of white folk, like white people, and they'll buy this stuff up because it's the white person's drug, apparently.
Oh, yeah. Drug, definitely. Yeah, you don't see black folks popping Molly. But, I mean, we're from the earth. We just do green. So through Malcolm's, you know, ingenuity and his quick thinking, he figures out a way, you know, to make the best out of this crazy situation at the same time being chased by the people
drug dealers that are trying to get their drugs back.
Yeah.
But he also finds out that the person conducting his interview to get into Harvard is also involved in the drug trade somehow. but he doesn't want to have anything to do with it. He just wants the money once it's all sold. And so Malcolm taps into his network of nerds.
Mm-hmm.
To build a Amazon type business model for the narcotics trade using basically Silk Road, which is used to be a like dark web Amazon place where you would sell things that were illegal for Bitcoin.
Exactly. So he's doing a mass scramble to try to make that happen. At the same time, you know, he still wants to be a success and, you know, go to Harvard, things like that. So the first time, I think he wrote his his first paper that he turned in, like, for Harvard, right? Like, it was the he wrote a paper on Ice Cube's song "Today Was a Good Day." It was hilarious. And so, you know, the advisor was saying, you know, you need to kind of go deeper, man. People have to know who you are. Like, we all need to know an Ice Cube, so we need to know Malcolm. We need to know, you know, what you're going through. And it was an interesting back and forth because Malcolm's like, oh, yeah, so I just tell him, you know, how I came from, you know, like a Powers area, you know, gangs and guns and, you know, my struggles is ultimately trying to get out this neighborhood. You know, it's the whole like stereotypical kind of thing of, oh, I'm a poor black kid trying to get out of this bad neighborhood and going to Harvard is my only ticket out type narrative. So he kind of called the advisor out on that too. So the advisor's like, well, hey, we'll find your in between, you know, you don't have to go that far, but don't go Ice Cube. Today's a good day. Like you have to find your middle ground, so to speak. So that was interesting.
Right, so like when we meet Malcolm at the beginning of the movie, he's the nerdy kid at the school that's probably in a bad neighborhood. He has a single mom who's a bus driver, and he's just sort of trying to get through his life without getting in trouble while still being a 4.0 student. By the end of the movie, Malcolm has actually experienced a bit of life, stepped out of his comfort zone, and can actually write a true college essay that allows him to show what his life is like, and that it's not what the admissions officer thinks.
Yeah, exactly. Like who he is, because this takes place in Inglewood.
I think it's supposed to.
It's in the wood, which is interesting because the director, 99 film that I mentioned called The Wood, took place. And so he liked filming in that area, you know. He made good movies in the wood, you know what I mean? And so he, what was it? Like, he never met his dad. Only thing he had from his dad was a package. And the package was a VHS tape of Superfly. And I think, was it some tapes?
Like a tape of 90s hip-hop or rap.
Yeah. Oh, hip-hop. And he was pretty much stuck in the 90s. He have his kind of high top fade. And, you know, he rock his kind of like 90s get up. And him and his crew, they're, you know, the three, they're a little band called Oreo. And they have their little songs here and there, which is, by the way, created by Pharrell. He pretty much did the band music.
Yeah.
And you can hear it too. It's so Pharrell-ish, like their songs.
Yeah. I mean, the music in the movie is fantastic. Not just the music that Oreo plays, but also all of the songs thrown throughout to like really connect the old school hip hop or 90s hip hop and then the 2015 scene. There's also a nice scene between Malcolm and the drug dealer Dom while they're like going off on rap trivia.
And Dom, I think he's played by Aesop Rocky, who's an actual hip hop artist. It was that scene was pretty funny because, you know, Dom was like, oh yeah, like I see you, like what's up with you, dude? He's like, oh yeah, like 90s stuff, you know, like, you know, it takes a nation to hold us back, and you know, the blueprint, stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? And then Dom was like, what the hell are you talking about? He was like, It Takes a Nation came out like 88. It's like Blueprint came out 2001. Like, that was a very funny ass like change. And so Malcolm was like trying to like reel himself back, like, well, you know, the influence was there, you know, you can tell, you can hear it, you know. So it was it's a funny ass movie, very hilarious. With the situation they go through.
Why is this movie rated R? Oh, I know why it's rated R. Never mind. I know. I remember. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Ignore me.
Okay. Cool.
Drugs and sex. I don't remember any profanity, but yeah. Drugs and sex. Okay. Yes.
I mean, what was it? Well, nudity. Well, topless nudity. Yeah.
I mean, and then like the Molly scene where the woman runs across the traffic to go pee in the flower pot. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, this and it's funny like how this movie just grasps the culture and kind of the social media you know, rabbit hole that we are in, because, you know, when that party that they had, you know, their band Oreo, right? And this is the part that introduced Molly to, you know, the crew and everything. And then it just started blowing up on social media and all these memes and all this stuff. And that's when all, like, the Bitcoin purchase started coming in. Like, that's like just utilizing the socials for, you know, to get that profit. Yeah, it was very clever, you know, how to use, like, all these things that we do and use a lot.
Yeah, so... because Bitcoin was featured in the film, it was actually the first film to accept Bitcoins for tickets. And there was 900 theaters in the U.S. that you could purchase the tickets on movie tickets using Bitcoins.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And also, apparently all the weed in the movie was real.
Huh. Okay.
I mean, it's California, so why not?
Exactly. Yeah, why not? Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah, I mean, plus they're in the hood, so it's fine. Yeah. And, you know, and Lakeith Stanfield plays kind of like, you know, he's the bully. He's the one that always snatches up people's shoes and things like that. And it's a really... It's a really powerful scene in this film. I don't want to give it away, where Malcolm and the Lakeith Stanfield bully character just kind of have this face off, and the expression that Lakeith gives to Malcolm is just so, he says so much in his face expression without saying anything. Like, he could see Malcolm, he was looking at him, he's seeing what's going on with him, and he reacts a way that you don't expect. I mean, it's those things, like, when you want to see actors, like, how to act, that was a really good scene, you know, when you see, like, this particular scene. Like I said, I don't want to give away because it's such a good scene, and it's almost no dialogue, and it's just more just expressions. And it, like, the full circle moment with Malcolm just goes full on display in this particular scene. Like, kind of like all the things he's going through just bubbles up in this moment, you know? And yeah, it's a really good scene. So definitely, it's a lot of good scenes there, but this particular scene is like actors acting.
Yeah. And then also, like, there's lots of references. This movie has a shit ton of reference, like, pop culture references. It references Superfly, The Breakfast Club, Back to the Future, Fresh Prince, Pulp Fiction, The Wood, Boys Don't Cry, Iron Man 2, and Game of Thrones. I mean, it is a movie of its time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's definitely all over the place. Oh, and speaking of pop culture references, when a movie goes off, do not turn it off. Stay through the end credits. Just stay. Like, you would not be disappointed with the end credit sequence. It's amazing. I mean,
like, if you've ever seen any TikToks of people doing 80s, 90s dancing, that's the end credits.
It's amazing. And it's all, like, and the credits is formatted. Remember pop-up video?
Yes.
Yeah, it's like... the end credits is designed kind of like pop-up video-ish, like, which is very, very, very 90s and very, very amazing. Yes, definitely. Okay, I think I remember. All right, so our review...
Our rating system is sit on the sofa, put on your shoes, or go outside and take on the anti-vaxxers.
Yes. I mean, I guess we can, I mean, two butts down, maybe?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Two butts down. Yeah, two butts down.
I mean, I discovered this. This is one of those movies that, so sometimes I'll put on Hulu or Netflix or whatever, and I just let it play through whatever the next movie is that's recommended. Uh-huh. And so this was one of those movies that somehow was, like, the next movie playing. And I actually like put my phone down and watched this movie because it was very like it's enjoyable. It's fast moving. The characters are all relatable and funny. And then all of the music and movie references, it's fantastic.
Yeah. Agreed. Yeah. Very, very fun film. Yeah. And it has heart to it and it has, you know, a good message, you know, about, you know, about identity and code switching. And I mean, like all the things that, you know, Black people go through, even within their own community. You know, like I said, his crew, you know, was accused of liking white shit, you know, so they were like ostracized, you know, things like that. So, yeah, I mean, it was playful, but yet it was very poignant. So yeah, I definitely dig it. Yeah, definitely watch it. People who let this movie kind of slip by, yeah, watch it. It's definitely a good movie.
Yeah, and you can rent it on Amazon right now if you want rent or buy. I wasn't able to find it anywhere else, but yeah.
Right on. Cool. Yes, there you have it, guys. Dope. Yeah, Two Buzz Down. You would like it. Like I said, it's fun. It's frantic. It's a fun ride. It's a fun ride. Yeah, guys. Until next week, we wish everyone safe physical distancing and
wear a fucking mask and punch an anti-vaxxer.
Yes. Peace.